Yo, it's your boy Anthony O'Neill, and you're listening to the baddest couple, I believe, on the planet. You're listening to the Black, Married, and Debt-Free podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I would like to welcome you to another quick cast powered by Black Married Debt Free. And this is live, y'all. This is live. Okay. So, I had to jump on because we got some news. We got some news in the economy today, and I wanted to talk about it. But before we go there, it's going to be good, y'all. It's going to be lit, but we have to shout out the show sponsor. So, yes, we want to shout out the Coins app. We've partnered with them, and here's a little something about them. Check it out.
Using our app is pretty straightforward. First, connect your checking account, then choose which goal you want to tackle first. You can pay off debt, or you can save money, or you can do both at the same time. From there, choose how you want to save. We offer multiple options, such as rounding up your purchases, deducting from payroll, our smart savings algorithm, or weekly withdrawals. And if you're paying off debt, you can choose one or multiple accounts to pay off all at the same time. And once you've paid off your debt, you can save money as well.
Yo, shout out to our friends over at Coins app. You want to do yourself a huge favor and you want to sign up for this app because, like they said in that video there, they help you to automate your debt payoff payments, automate your savings goals. And, you know, it's just really cool to sit something on autopilot and walk away. So that's what we really love about the Coins app. So go ahead and hit the link in our description if you wanted to sign up with them. Go ahead and use that link and they're going to do you good. You know what I'm saying? They're going to do you good over there. But let's get to what's going on in the economy. Let's do this. We have some breaking news. Consumers expect inflation to slow down. A big win for the Fed. So here is what's going on. A New York Fed survey showed that respondents in July expected inflation to run at 6.2 over the next year and 3.2 for the next 3 years. Now, just hearing that right there, it's wishful thinking, right? I mean, it sounds good. It actually sounds amazing. But that remains to be seen, but that those are some projections. So that marks a big drop off from the respective 6.8 and 3.6 results from the June survey. Expectations for food increases fell at the fastest rate in survey history and the second fastest for gasoline prices. So let's talk about what's driving this. What's driving people to vote this way in the survey to, you know, this optimism. That's the word I'm looking for. What's driving this optimism? Well, one is the Biden administration made some adjustments or they made some adjustments to the tax on gas prices. So if you've been going to your pumps, you're noticing that it's come down a little bit. Now, it's all relative because gas was so high that like anything is better than where it was. So here in Sacramento, California, where we live, you know, you could get it, you know, low fives, you know what I mean? Which is incredible because it was in the, you know, low sixes and I'm talking about 87. I don't know about y'all, but I go with 87. So with the 87, you're looking at low fives. So that's really a lot better than where we were. And so people are, you know, okay, cool. Gas is coming down. Now I think that gas will hit a wall because all they did was adjust the tax. So you're going to see immediate drop off, which we're seeing at the pumps, but it's going to have a cap. So that's one thing. Let's see what else this article says. Let's go here. Let's do this. So let's see. Through June, food prices rose 10.4% over the past year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They are still expected to climb 6.7% over the next 12 months, but that's a decline from the June survey of 2.5 percentage points, the biggest fall in the data series going back to 2013. So, look, y'all, if it's terrible, it can only get better, right? So that's what we're seeing. It's still not great. The projections still aren't great, but it's better than it was. And that's kind of sad, but that's really what we're looking forward to. It's like, first of all, can inflation pause? Can we slow it down? And then can we begin to ticker it down? And so there's optimism. Now, I don't know how much of this is just like really wanting to, like I said in my last podcast, really wanting to dumb down the mass hysteria. A lot of this, you know, was shared prior to the GDP releasing their numbers for the first two quarters. You know, there was a lot of, well, July's looking different, and we've made some adjustments to the gas prices, and you know, a lot of trying to like temper our expectations and really kind of calm us down, you know, so that we don't so that a recession isn't created, although I, as you all know, believe we are in a recession. But, you know, they want to kind of keep people's emotions leveled so that people don't begin to, because there's many causes to an inflation, but one of the bigger things is that people become tighter with their money. So there's less money being spent in the economy, which kind of just sends the recession into a cycle, you know? And so they want people to be reassured, like, hey, we're not in a recession. But, you know, these numbers look promising. I will say also in other news, as of close market Friday, interest rates had tickered down. Yes. Interest rates were at around just above 5%. Now, the Fed recently increased by 0.75 basis points. They're scheduled to have two more increases or a few more increases this year. But for some reason, and the market is very fickle, and you know, mortgage rates are sometimes a reflection of where bonds are in the market. So there's a bunch of factors, but for some strange reason, mortgage rates closed Friday were in the 5s. Now, what does that mean for you? Is that it? Is that the sweet spot you're talking about, Marcus? Is that it? Well, no, I'm not saying that. But in the articles I read, there was optimism there because it's still believed, and I still believe it's going to go up higher, right? But with an article like this that's saying the projections for inflation are down, one would ask yourself, will the Fed continue to increase? If what they're doing with the interest rate is actually, you know, working, do they continue to increase it? Right? It's interesting. It's very interesting. And that's why I say you gotta study this timeline, because these are all projections. Nothing is, you know, set in stone. So all we can do is just pay attention to the economy, look at the indicators, look at the timeline. You know, there's no timeline for when the sweet spot comes But if you look at everything, things must happen chronologically. So you just got to pay attention. You got to pay attention. But I thought it was interesting, and I love to give you guys these updates because this is an amazing time for those of us who love finance, those of us who love economics. Like these happen once every 10 to 15 years. I mean, this stuff sells itself, right? Every day there's a new article. And shout out to Poised Financial on Instagram. If you follow her, she always has these great articles in her stories, breaking, you know, like right when they happen. And so this caught my eye. So I said, yo, I gotta turn the cameras on. I gotta go live. I need to record a podcast anyway. So yeah. So let's go to the chat, man. Y'all get active in the chat. Come on, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you. So Glenda Dotson says, first time catching these lives. I watch all of them. They have been so helpful. Thank you, Glenda. Appreciate it. She says, Tinder don't sound like a lot, but she says she meant Tinker. Well, thank you, Glenda. I hope I read that right. But yeah, shout out to everyone who's watching this live. If you have any questions, what are your thoughts? That's what I want to know. What do you guys think about this market? Me personally, I'm studying the market, one, because it's extremely interesting, and two, because I'm trying to look at the indicators to know when is the best time to continue with our investing goals, or when is it time to pivot our investing goals. Right now we're in pivot mode, where we're really just buying more stocks in the stock market. We're investing, buying more index funds, more ETFs. We're really doing that because the housing piece, which is another part of our investment strategy, is being affected by the interest rates. Can't front on that. And so we said, well, let's pivot and let's focus our energy and our dollars in this way. And so that's what we're doing. But I definitely keep my ear to the street because these things are extremely important. The interest rate just tickered down to five, right? From high sixes and the sevens in April down to five. Why did it do that? Is it going to stay there? You know, so these are things that I just want to put in you all's ear on the weekly, so that you can make your informed decisions as well. So hopefully I was able to, you know, give you guys some nuggets here. Do us a huge favor, subscribe, hit the subscribe button, shoot this out to your people, man. You see the quality we're trying to bring. Share this. If you think this is valuable, please share this. I like to talk with my hands. I don't know if y'all know that about me, but yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to this quick cast. Just wanted to hop on. This is just a bi-weekly dose of really what's going on in the news, or whatever I'm interested in, or whatever comes across my eye when scrolling on social media. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Before I take off, Glenda has another comment. Says, it seems so scary when you're just trying to get by and also see where you can invest and get up a little more in this. Yeah. In this crazy market. Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's like I said, picking your spots, you know, knowing, one, what we like to say is, do you have a comfortable amount for savings? Like if you're going into a recession or a crazy economic time, you want to make sure I'm secure on this level. So if anything were to happen with my job or anything like that, I'm still good. I'm still secure. Once you got that locked in and you have some investing capital, it's like, okay, now how am I going to do this? Am I going to go stock market? Am I going to go real estate? Am I going to go business? Am I going to create some type of business? And so it's just picking your strategy and then just following through with it and being willing to pivot when you see things change. Like I said, housing market for us this year, man, I wanted to come into this year, and we were, like I said, we were in contract on a home. And then the interest rate changed and they called us in escrow and said, hey, we need more down. And you're going to be paying more a month now because your interest rate has changed. And then we was like, well, there's no spread on this for us. So, hey, we out, you know what I'm saying? And so then we began to invest more in the stock market. But great points. Thank you, Glenda. I appreciate you in being active in the comment section. If there's any last comments, y'all get them in, get them in. Otherwise, I'm going to holler at y'all on the next one. Like I said, if you enjoy these, please, please subscribe, share this. We really appreciate it. It means more than you know. All right. If nothing more, if all hearts and minds are clear, I'm going to holler at y'all on the next one. Peace.